It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. You see what I brought today? Milk carton. Yep. You know what it says on here? M-I-L-K. That spells milk. But guess what is not in here? No milk. No, it's empty. Smells bad. I've been saving this because there are things that you can do with empty milk cartons. I'll show you how empty it is. Take a look. See? Nothing inside, except a smell. Let's take it to the kitchen and make something of this milk carton. A fish. Have an idea. Oh, there are many things you can make with milk cartons. And there's some people who make little towns with them. You know, different buildings. They cut them off at different sizes and lay them out for a town. And there's somebody who makes a train with milk cartons. Put them together, you know, and move them along. But I would like to make a paddle wheel boat. Yeah. I'll show you how here. All you need is a milk carton, a pair of scissors, and one rubber band. Yep. Okay. Oh, you'd have ideas of what to use milk cartons for, I'm sure. Great ideas. Much is open. Down this side. And the ideas that you would have would be your own. And I would like them fine because, oh, that's nice, isn't it? I like you the way you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. This sort of looks like a house, doesn't it? Well, make it pointed like that and have the sides up, you see? And then down in the middle down here, you cut something that looks like a door. And then you cut it out. In fact, it should be wide enough. There, I think that'll work. And you kind of bend that up for the front of the boat. You see, and what it'll do is scoot along the water. Oh, now we need to fix this, so this will be the paddle wheel in here, so it can turn around on the rubber band. It mustn't be too wide, or it'll hit the side. I think maybe that'll be a good size. I didn't like that. You just put the rubber band around this, like that. Let's try it and see. Still too long. I think it might work. Yep. I think it just might work. Let's take it out. What could we use this for? Well, let's take it with us anyway and try. I've been doing some planting work out here in the back. So I have some water. See, here's my soil in here and my plants over there. Maybe we can use a little more water. Okay, now let's see how our paddle wheel boat goes. Oop. Kind of wind it up, you see? And we'll have it just scoot the whole way along here. Ready? For the first try? Hey, that goes well. Nice. Let's try it once more. Maybe this could be the garage or something that it goes into. I like to make things, do you? Might need a little help with this. I made it go backwards. If you turn it one way, it goes backwards. If you turn it the other way, it goes forward. Let's see if it'll go into the garage this time. Yeah, almost. Right, going into the garage for the boat. Why don't we make believe? That somebody in the neighborhood of make-believe has a paddle wheel. Have you ever seen a real paddle wheel? You know, the kind that that water turns around? Usually they're in a stream somewhere, and the water comes down and makes the paddle wheel go around. Who's the man who has the factory in the neighborhood of make-believe? Cornflake especially. Yeah, we could pretend that he has a paddle wheel beside his factory. All right, let's make our boat go and make believe.
Hiya, Corny.
Oh, hello there, Robert Troll.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dude.
Well, what you doing, Corny?
Oh, just taking a break.
Yeah, well, it's good to take a break, but you've been working pretty hard, I guess, huh?
Yes, indeed. Lots of people want rockets, you know.
Yeah, well, can I help?
Oh, do you have some time?
Sure, I have a few minutes. I mean, we're not playing ball or anything today, so sure, I have a few minutes, yeah.
Sometimes I just wish I could just sit and watch this old water wheel for hours. Yeah. But there's work to be done. If you come right over here, please.
Oh, okay.
I just started the stain into this chair.
Oh, what are you going to do there?
Yeah, well, I want to have it all the same, so I did the sides and underneath. And you want to help me stain the rest of it?
Wait a minute. What stain?
Stain. It's this in the bucket here.
Oh, right here. Yeah.
See it?
Oh, yeah, that's not...
What's the matter?
Boy, that smells terrible, Corny.
Oh, I know what you mean. Well, it's a paint-like stuff. I use it out here so it won't smell up the whole factory inside.
Yeah, I smell what you mean.
Yeah, if you just take that brush and then just put the stain... I just have the back and the seat and the inside of the arms to do.
Okay, well, if you can hold it, I'll try to do that. Okay?
Yeah, I'm trying here.
All right.
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Oops.
Wait, I'll straighten it out for you.
Sure is tough.
There we are.
Maybe if I held it up there.
Now, if you can hold it there.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, hold it right there. I'll just put it in there a little bit on the arms. And then on the seat here.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do these things yourself because these rockets just rock all over the place.
Yeah, it's very hard to do, especially when it smells that badly. Boy.
Yeah, now just a little on the back here.
Okay, I'll be glad when this job is done.
Don't like the smell of gas.
Yeah.
Oops.
No, that stain is awful. Wait a minute. Turn it around just a little bit and I can get it.
Yeah. It's kind of messy stuff.
I'll say it is. Watch, you don't get any on your nose.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can stand with your nose being that close to it.
Well, I keep it away.
Yeah, okay.
Nose up, everybody.
Nose up is right.
There.
Yeah. That looks pretty good.
I think that does it.
Yeah, that's teamwork, huh?
Sure was. Well, I'll take the rocket into the drying room in here, and you can dump the stain.
Okay, where do you want me to dump it, Corny?
Out in the creek there. That's where I usually dump it.
You mean over by the water wheel?
That's it.
Well, okay, but...
Why not?
Well, I just sort of wondered if you... Well, never mind. That's all right.
Okay, thanks, and then just come back.
Okay. Oh, boy. I really messed up that water. Oh, look at the water wheel, too. I better get out of here fast.
Well, I see the bucket. Don't see Robert Troll anywhere. Well, I guess his few minutes were up. Well... just put this away inside and I'll just start another project. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures.
What is so pleasant as the sound of splashing, burbling water?
It is pleasant, isn't it, Friday? And even little Tuesday seems to be soothed by it.
Thank goodness Negri fixed that leak in the waterfall. It was about to ruin our porch.
Yes, water does need to be kept in its place.
I say, Sarah, do you... I seem to smell something. Has Prince Tuesday done poo-poo in his diaper?
I don't think so, Friday. I gave him a fresh diaper just a few minutes ago. But I do smell something, too. But that's not a baby smell, Friday.
I think you're right. But it's getting quite strong. It smells stronger over in here. Why, Sarah, look, our waterfall. It's flowing dirty stuff. Look at that.
Oh, Friday, whatever is the matter?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out immediately.
I think you frightened Tuesday, dear.
Well, you just take him right on then inside where he won't have to smell this stuff.
Well, I will, yes.
And Sarah?
Yes, dear?
When you're in there, call Don Quixote at his waterworks and tell him I want him here right away.
Oh, I will, dear.
Well, isn't that terrible? My. What a very bad smell. Oh, Troll. Troll, how are you today?
Hi. Good day to you, Your Majesty.
Yes, what's good about it?
Well, I just usually say that when you... what's that awful smell?
That's exactly what I want to know.
Well, where's it coming from?
My waterfall, I'm sure.
Waterfall?
Yes, you see... And you smell?
Yes. It smells like something I've smelled before, Your Majesty.
Well, I haven't smelled it before, and I don't want to smell it now.
Oh, that's awful.
Hello, everybody. How in the world are you?
It's not a good day, and I'm not in the world well. So that's how it is.
Well, here I am. Hi, Robert Troll. Want a roll?
Sure. I'll roll with you.
Gentlemen, skip the pleasantries. What kind of waterworks are you running anyhow, Don Quixote?
What do you mean? Say, what's that awful smell here?
That's exactly what I want to know. It's coming from my waterfall and from your water.
It may be from your waterfall, King Friday, but not from my water. I just came from my windmill, and the water there is clean and clear. Yes, sir, clean and clear.
Then it must be coming from some place in between the windmill and the castle.
Sounds pretty reasonable to me, hee-haw.
Well, I want you to find it, and find it fast. Robert Troll, will you help him?
Yes, sir, Musty. You bet.
And report back here as soon as you find the news.
I'll go this way, okay. And you go up that way, all right?
All right. Okay.
Yeehaw, it's really strong smelling here. Hey, Robert Troll.
Yeah.
Robert Troll.
What is it, Don Quixote?
Over here. Smell it here. Yeehaw, don't you smell it?
Oh, yes. I just remember something.
What do you remember, Ahi?
I dumped some stain in here.
In this creek here?
Mm-hmm, right in the creek.
Oh, the king's not going to like that.
I know it.
Sure enough, the water's clean and clear up this end.
Yeah. It's mucky and smelly down here.
Well, live and learn, Robert Troll.
Yeah. I better get Corny, and he and I will go to the king.
Okay, call me if you need me.
Okay. Thank you, Don Quixote. Boy. Corny! We're in trouble, Corny!
Hello there, Robert Troll. I wondered where you went. What's this about troubles? Are you in trouble?
No, we're in trouble.
Who's we?
You and I. We've got to go to the king.
What's it all about, the trouble?
Well, see, the stain I dumped in the creek, it messed up his waterfall.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, well, it's the smell, Corny.
Oh, well, we'll take care of that. I'll meet you at the castle. Come on.
Okay, well, I'll be there.
Oh, there you are. Come here, Robert Troll.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Yes, well, I had Negri turn off the waterfall, but where's Don Quixote? What did you find out? What about that smell?
Well, it was Corny's stain that was dumped into the creek.
Corny?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Actually, I was the one that dumped it in, Your Majesty.
You and Corny? working together.
Excuse me. Well, I hear there's a little trouble over here. Just take that.
A little trouble? What is this I hear?
We'll just have this taken care of in an instant, Your Majesty.
What is going on? What is going on here?
It'll make it smell a little better, Your Highness.
Well, it did for the moment, but that's just for the moment now. Now, listen here. This must be rectified, this dirty water.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Yes.
We tried.
What do you plan to do, gentlemen? I don't want any quick solution.
You don't want me to stop making rockets, do you?
No, sir, and we all need his chairs, Your Highness.
Of course we do, but we don't need that smell and dirty stuff.
I don't know. Maybe we just could take your waterfall away forever.
I don't want to take my waterfall away forever. I want to be able to enjoy the burbling, splashing sound of that waterfall. But I want a clean waterfall. And you are not to make any more rockets until you find a way to do it without dirt.
Boy, he's really angry, Corny.
Well, where can I dump that stuff?
You'll think of something.
Well, I thought of how to make rockets. I guess I can think up a way to making them without making a mess.
I'm sure you can.
Oh, there's Trolley. Well, we certainly have a big job ahead for me to think of. Bye, Trolley.
It's sort of like the trolley going into the tunnel. I was thinking we could make a boat out of this one, too. Have two boats. Two boats in the water. Or one boat inside the other boat. This is nice clean water. I'll use it for potting this plant. Wonder how Corny felt in the neighborhood of make-believe when he found out that the king was angry with him. Probably felt frightened. Sure. When you make a big mess like that you think you're not supposed to make. Oh, some messes are just great. I mean, you have to make a mess when you're potting a plant. Look. Perfectly fine mess that you can clean up yourself. But he was probably afraid. I remember one time I was eating dinner with my family when I was very little. Yeah. And all of a sudden it must have been like this I did it. You know, just like that. And that was filled with grape juice and it went all over the table. Brother, what a mess. I cried. Yeah, I was frightened. I guess I thought people'd be angry with me. You know what my mother did? She helped me clean it up. She was probably thinking, sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? That dirt in there feels good sometimes. There. Now that plant will have more room to grow in a bigger pot. Well, I'll clean this up later. And we'll think more about Corny and his factory tomorrow. Lots to think about in the world, isn't there? I should say. And it takes more than just one day of thinking. There, fish, we'll see you tomorrow. When you and I will be together again. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Wait a minute, two boats. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. A very wise friend of mine one time said, you know, when you get all of that soap and water and everything cleaning up, he said, you know, that is a mess to end all messes. Big bubbles, soap, everything. Sure, sometimes you have to make a mess to get it all cleaned up. Oh, I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.